Just last two, Chairman. Can you tell us a bit more about this AIG situation? What proportion of our overall insurance do we have with them? And also, the stock's held up this morning. It's at 7.55, so it's steady. It's obviously down from, was it 17.50, which the private equity Chinese offer was made at. Have you had any contact, particularly with the Chinese, in 2008?
Well, to answer the second part of your question, are you referring to the Chinese who made the bid?
Yeah.
None whatever.
No, I've had a letter. Long, confusing and congratulatory. No, Mr. Wren wrote a letter telling me what a wonderful company we had and how good it was, and didn't explain very much or anything at all, but that was there. I think essentially now I think there's nothing affecting us.
I'll ask Rodney Heath, the company secretary, to give you an answer to the exposure of AIG.
The answer is not exactly a simple answer, but if you look across the various programs of insurance we have, the major classes of insurance obviously are property insurance. AIG play a significant role strategically on that program, but we have a range of insurers both here in Australia and through London markets, quite a diverse program. And at the time that we were looking at the renewal of the insurance in September this year, and at the time that AIG were having its hand out to the US government, we had worked with our brokers, who were just sitting in front of me, so it happens, and we were readily able to replace him on our program if that hadn't been our requirement. AIG remained an approved insurer by all the major broking houses, so we have retained them on our property insurance. We have a fairly long relationship with them, and they play a fairly significant role in some of the risk management issues that we perpetuate through our property insurance program. But they're not critical to it, but we think tactically they're an important component of it. The other major class of insurance where they play a role is on our general product and public liability insurance. We build that insurance up in a number of layers. AIG play in the upper layers, so they're not at the sharp, pointy end where claims would be. We've had a long-standing relationship with a London syndicate for about 30 years now, which is actually now part of QBE, who are our lead insurer on the liability insurance. And again, if we had to replace AIG in the upper end, we could have. The other program that they do lead is on the directors and officers liability insurance. We continue to monitor them. We continue to work with our brokers to ensure that they are an approved insurer, but our program is placed in such a way that if we needed to find alternative insurers, we could.
Thanks, Rod.